Hi everyone, I hope you're having a beautiful day so far. Welcome to a new episode of The Creative Purpose. In today's episode, we will be talking about building trust without letting it fall to the ground. And in this topic, in this episode, we will be taking into account the trust that we build in your inner audience, also the trust that we build with our community and especially with our customers, because I think this is the most important thing. After all, of course, it's important to build trust with your audience, but even more important is to build trust with the people that is paying you for your services and for your products. So first, this is a very delicate topic. I think trust is a very delicate topic to talk about, because it not only englobes what other people feel in relation to your brand, but also how you present your brand and your own relationship with the people that follow you and the customers you have, the clients, the people that you are working for at the end of the day. So I decided to talk about this topic because I'm still living a very kind of awkward but at the same time disappointing experience with a person that I used to admire. So I had a very sad experience with one person. I will tell you a little bit about this so that you can take it as the context for this episode. But I want to tell you that building trust with your audience makes everything easier. That is something that many people talk about, but I think not so many people talk about not only how much it takes to build that trust, but they do not talk about what it takes to break this trust into pieces, and that this can occur in just a fraction of seconds, in days, or even on weeks. So the sad experience that I lived with this person, this is a person, I won't say names, I won't talk about any names here, but I want to say as a disclaimer that this is not a person that I have shared here. Like, I do not have affiliate links with the business of this person, so I have never promoted her products or her courses with you. So don't worry, it's no one that I've talked to you before. The thing that happened was that some years ago, when I started my business, like I think this was the year I started my business or the second year, I had been following this person for almost 2 years. So I already had that trust was already built. I followed this person on her Instagram account, so I used to love watching her stories, her posts. I subscribed for her mail list, I read her blog, I watched her YouTube videos, so, and I also listened to her podcast. So I was a fan of this person and I used to admire her a lot. And what happened was that she was promoting one of her courses. She created like a bundle of different courses that you could buy from her. And as I was at the beginning of my business journey, I was excited to read more about business. I was excited to learn more, and I wanted to learn about her because not about her, but from her, because I really trusted her. And I didn't want to be copying her, I didn't want to copy all her techniques, but I wanted to learn more of how she worked, and I wanted to learn about business from her mouth, like from her own experience, with her strategies, her tips. So she was selling this bundle of courses, and it was a kind of expensive thing for me at the time, and I still think it was a kind of expensive pack of courses. If you know me, my courses are never more than $100, maybe $80, $50 at most. Some are 70, 60, and from that on, like from that down. And also the courses that I've purchased in the past, I always try to buy with discount, or if they are $100 or more, $200, I pay with these payment plans, or I also save for some months, but these are courses that I'm sure that I will use right away, that I will apply everything that I learned there. So in the case of this woman, I was really excited to learn from her, but her bundle of courses was a little bit expensive. It was like $470 something. So for me at that moment, that I was at the beginning of my business, I wasn't sure about spending that amount of money, but I thought this will pay off. I will learn all her tips, all her strategies, and my business will grow more and more thanks to this course. This is an investment. And I believe investments are a good thing if you are able to apply them, if you are able to apply what you learn in courses that you are investing in, or if this is a tool, if you use the tool, then the investment worth the pain. So at that moment, I was very excited. I was thinking on doing this investment. And in fact, that was all the money I had earned through like probably a whole year. So I had been saving all that money, the money I earned with my business. And these $400, more than $400, were like almost everything I had on my PayPal account at that moment. So I was like ready to invest most of the money I had available into this bundle of courses. And so I paid for the course, the bundle of courses. I was scared. I need to say this, it's very scary to invest a lot of your money into something. It's very scary. Whether this is a car, whether this is a course, whether this is a house, whether this is a new laptop or a new camera, whatever you invest in, it's scary. It's scary, at least for me. And especially if you have money blocks around, or blocks around money, it makes everything much scarier. So what happened was that I was so excited that I started one of the courses right away, and I put in the effort. I finished the course a couple of months later. Then I started the second course. I was so excited, so motivated, and I didn't finish it right away. Then I started a couple of lessons of another of the courses. There were four courses in that bundle, and then I stopped. I got unmotivated. I started enrolling in other courses, but as this bundle of courses had lifetime access, and that was the reason why I ended up making the investment, I had always in my mind, okay, I made this big investment, but it will pay off because I will finish all the courses. It doesn't matter if I finish them in 1 year or two, but I will finish them and it will be worth the pain. So the courses had master classes and worksheets and things like that. So I was excited. And yeah, so a couple of years passed by, and every now and then I always logged in my account to check the course again, to check a couple of videos from the course to continue it. But as time had passed by, I started like getting unmotivated with the course, because many of the things that I was learning, I already kind of knew them because of experience. The thing here, and what is really important, is that I kept on thinking, okay, this investment needs to pay off. I still have access to the courses. I will still have access to this bundle. So it doesn't matter if I take longer to finish this course. I will finish it someday because I paid for this. So last month, I think, I came upon the account of this person, And I thought she changed her brand a lot, and also the way she presented herself, the way she made content, it was totally different. But I thought, this is really cool. I'd like to go back to her course and to keep on the courses and finish maybe one or two courses or all of them, so that I can finally say, okay, I finished the courses that I purchased a time ago. So I enrolled in my account, and I realized that from that bundle that I purchased from her, there was only one course. And the only course that was there was the one that was the cheapest one, like the shortest and cheapest course. The other three that were one more than $100 each were not there. And I was surprised because why weren't they there? It was weird. So I immediately reached out to this person and I asked her, hey, I'm just wondering, I checked or I logged into my account to continue with the courses that I purchased from you a time ago, and I cannot find them, so I'd like to know if they went to another location, to another platform, or if you eliminated them. I'm just wondering. And I was very kind because I don't like to be that kind of customer that is angry and demanding things in a bad manner. I don't like that because I also have a business and I don't like when people approach to me in an angry way. So I don't like to be that person either. So I sent her the message and I realized she was a little bit busy at that moment because she was like promoting another course and I think she was traveling too. So I thought, okay, maybe today she's not going to answer, probably tomorrow. But I realized she was on Instagram because she was answering messages from other people because she was also sharing those messages on her Instagram stories. So I thought, okay, maybe she will reply to mine in between the ones she already replied. And then the next day I realized she saw my message, but she didn't answer. And I didn't want to bother her. I didn't want to say, hey, can you please answer to me? So I waited for 2 weeks and she never replied. So I said, okay, maybe she's too busy. I will go to her website and I will send a message in the contact form because maybe there a member of her team can answer to me. And I sent her, not her, but anyone in her team a message there, saying the same thing that in the Instagram message, but I also added that I thought the bundle was lifetime access, and in fact that was what the sales page said, like it was lifetime access, that the bundle was not going to go anywhere, wasn't going anywhere. So I still was kind, I was very polite. And I waited. I waited for a couple of weeks again. I didn't receive any message. So then I searched for her, not her email, but the email of her company. And I said, okay, maybe if I send an email, if I send an email to her company's email address, someone in her team can answer to me. And I wrote another email in a very kind way. This time I didn't say the exact bundle that I couldn't find on my account, but I said that I had some troubles finding a course I purchased from her. So I was waiting like maybe someone from her team will reply to me and tell me, "Hey, what is the course that you cannot find? Please send me your details." This was like 1 week ago. A week ago, and I hadn't received any answer, even though they sent me an email saying we will answer to you in 48 hours. That never happened. It's been like 3, 4 days, and I don't have any reply yet. So As a disclaimer, I know that business owners are not meant to be 24 hours, 7 days a week on their phone answering questions from their clients or their customers. That's not what I mean here. I know that we all need some time for ourselves. We need to disconnect from social media. We don't need to be answering all the messages people send to us. But I also know that if you receive a message from a customer who's trusted in you, even if it was 1 year ago or 1 week ago, at any point that you can, you should be able to provide with the help that they are asking for. And I'm not telling you this as a very sad customer, an angry customer. I'm telling you this as a business owner. It doesn't mean reinventing the wheel for your customers, but it means to just answer their question or just letting them know how they can solve their own issue if maybe they cannot open a printable that you designed, instead of, I don't know, like reinventing the wheel, as I said before, just taking a couple of minutes to tell them, hey, you can maybe try opening this printable with a Dover reader, for example. Or let me record a mini tutorial for you. I will send it to you in 2 more days. I don't know, whatever you can. Or maybe you can redirect them to a frequently asked questions page that you previously created. Or you can also redirect your customers to a member on your team who can take charge of customer care. A member of your team who can maybe assist them in what they are asking. So until these days, as I said before, I haven't gotten any answer, and the frustration and sadness keeps creeping in when I think on this issue, because I feel like I was stolen. Maybe I shouldn't feel this way, because yes, I had a couple of years to take the course. But I feel stolen because the course was lifetime access, so that meant that I could take the course at my own pace. And that is also what I mean when I create courses that people can take at their own pace. If I make a course and I say this is lifetime access, and then a person buys the course, and 3 years later I decide I want to take the course down, and I don't say anything, like I don't tell people that I am doing this, then of course my customer will feel stolen, because they invested in a course that I made that was lifetime access. If I somehow take it down, then that means that I am not respecting the contract, the invisible contract that I made with this person before they purchased, because I said that this was lifetime access. If they buy thinking this is going to be lifetime access, and a couple of years later I decide to take the course down and I don't give any warning, then the person will feel like stolen. If they want to access the course again and they cannot find it, then of course they will feel like I broke the trust that they had in me. So just the same happened to me. I felt stolen. I still feel a little bit stolen somehow, because something that was lifetime access ended up being taken away from me with no prior warning before it happened. And this experience reassured my way of treating old and new customers. It reassures every day to me how I can take care of my customers, not in an obligatory kind of way, but in a trustful way. So my tip here for you is that if you have customers, treat them with the same care you would to a friend. Even if they are angry because they cannot seem to access something they bought from you, well, ignoring them will only fan the sparkle into a flame. And yes, I'm quoting Hamilton, but this will only make things worse, because they will feel that you not only took this course from them, or they not only cannot access to your thing, but you are not even helping them to access that thing, or you are not even answering their questions. So they may feel more frustrated, more angry, and maybe they will end up giving very bad reviews, or they will start sending mean messages to you, or in the best of cases, they will never buy anything from you, and they will say to everyone they know, don't buy from this person because she was not very helpful. She was not a very good business owner. She was not a very good creator to me. She didn't provide me with the help. She didn't provide me with the tools that I paid for. So don't buy from her. Don't trust her. Just as big and beautiful word of mouth is to promote your business, like with affiliates or just word of mouth, like people telling their friends to buy your things, that is the same thing that, or that works the same way with bad things. So word of mouth also works not only in your favor but also against you if you are doing something wrong, like not caring for your customers, not really caring if they can access your product, not caring to answer their questions. And I'm not saying this to make you feel more stressed in your day-to-day schedule. I'm not saying this to point you with a finger and judge you. I'm saying this because as a customer, it feels very, very bad that you spend your money into a business that is not even caring for you, that is not even, they don't even care that you spend most of the money you had saved in your account. Maybe you say, but this person bought a $10 product from me. Well, it doesn't matter. They spent $10. How do you know if those $10 that they spent on you, they could have spent them into a gift for her daughter, or into food in their table, or into a new pair of shoes that they really needed? But they thought your course or your product was going to be a better investment for them, so they spent $10, $20 into your thing. So again, if you ignore your customer, if you don't help them, and this doesn't mean that if you tell your customer, hey, this is how I can help you, and you try to help them, and they don't seem to know how to get that help from you, like if you help them and they still have problems, and you help them again and they still have problems. No, I'm not saying you need to be 24 hours, 7 days in the week waiting for your customer to tell you this is working, thank you, because they also need to put a little bit of their part. But if you ignore them, if you simply ignore them, you don't tell them, I will come back to you later, I will answer to you tomorrow, or I will redirect you to a person in my team that can help you more. Or even if you tell them, ah, yeah, I just put that course down. So what happened to me? Like, if this person had told me, hey, I'm so sorry, but I had to eliminate the course, I hope you don't mind, but I will give you access to this other course that I have on my business right now. Maybe you can join this course instead. I'm so sorry for this bad issue and or for this, yeah, for this bad experience that you're having with my product. Or maybe even just telling me, I had to take this course down. That would be an answer that I would say, okay, it doesn't matter. I couldn't finish the courses, but at least you are telling me what happened. But not saying anything makes things worse. Whereas if you kindly help your customers, maybe 1 or 2 days later, or whenever you can, their anger will become gratitude and more trust in you. I don't recommend you to take longer or many days to reply to a customer, because they will feel like you are not even going to answer to them. If you cannot reply right away, please let them know, I cannot answer to you right now, but I will come back to you in a few days when I get home because I'm traveling, or when I finish the launch of this product because I'm having busy days right now. So trying to tell your customer, this is what is happening. I'm not ignoring you. I will come back to you and help you. In the meanwhile, you can maybe check the frequently asked questions page or this helpful article I wrote in relation to my course or this video I filmed with a tutorial. So making sure that your customer feels like you are caring for them, it's crucial in a business and it makes things grow bigger because your customer will feel like you took care of their problem and you not only received the money and bye-bye, but you received the money and you are there to help them, not only with your product, but also with your assistance if they need it. And another thing you can do if you don't want to be 24 hours replying messages, or if you simply don't want to answer the same question over and over again, maybe you can have some prepared answers in a note on your phone, in Microsoft Word file, or maybe on Etsy. There is a section on messages where you can type an answer and then save it for later. So in my case, I have plenty of messages that I have saved for later. So whenever a person tells me, "Hey, I have an issue with this thing," I can then send them the message that I already wrote a time ago. Of course, I change some things, or I change the names, of course. I try to add some emojis to that. But more than that, I send this answer that I already wrote so that I don't have to think a lot on the problem they're having and try to come up with an answer at that moment. So that is another option that you can do. Or you can create tutorials beforehand to solve different issues your customers may have. Or, and this is in the case you decide to close a course to take down something you made. Or, for example, if you have a course, and this is something that I have thought before, if you have a course on your website or you have a product that people can download from your website, from a secret page in your website, and somehow you decide you want to take your website down, of course, you may know that everything you put into your website is going to be taken down as well. So that means that your course, the course you made on your website, will be eliminated, and also every link with the products that you created. So what you can do is that you can send an email to every single person that purchased that course from you or that got that product from you. And you can do this on Mailchimp so that you don't need to be like sending the email to every single person because you will be a whole day sending emails. You can put all the emails on Mailchimp, like create a list on your mail provider, like Mailchimp or ConvertKit, for example, and send one email to all of those people so that they all receive the same email from you saying that your course will be taken down from the page it was, but that they can access to the course through this link and they will have to log in to this new platform, and so they will have access to the full course, the full content they already paid, but in this new platform. So in my case, what do I do if I suddenly close my website, my Blissogirl website? I already know what to do. I would take my course to Payhip, for example. I would create a coupon code of 100% off, and then I would mail every single person that purchased my course, and I would tell them, "Hey, my course is going to be taken down because I will eliminate my website, but you can still have access to the course going to this link and using this coupon code so that you get it for free, so that you have access to the course and you don't lose your lifetime access." So that is something that I would do, and it's something I recommend you to do if suddenly you decide you will take off a course from a website, from a platform, and you will change it to another one. Or maybe you can just send a link to download a PDF, for example, or whatever it is. And that will only show people that even if they bought something from you 2 years ago, you are still caring for them as customers. And maybe they forgot about your product, and as they receive your email, they will go back to your course and they will want to know what you've been doing, and they may purchase other products from you. Who knows? Because they will know that you are taking care for them for a product they bought 2 years ago, 3 years ago. So that means that if they buy something from you now, you're also going to take care of them. Don't be, and this is something that it is what I feel with this person, the person I talked to you at the beginning of the episode. Don't be the kind of business owner, the kind of entrepreneur who only worries about new customers. Don't be the kind of business owner who only cares about the new customers coming to her new course or to her new program. Don't be that kind of business owner, because all the hundreds of people or the tenths of people or even the 3 people that purchased from you a time ago, they also deserve your attention if they need help. They also deserve that if they send you a message, you can reply to them. Again, it doesn't mean you need to be all the time on your phone answering messages, but maybe try to tell the person, I will come back to you later, or redirect them to a page where you answer the question, or to a member of your team. And if you don't have a team like me, just tell them, I will answer to you tomorrow, or I will send this to you tomorrow. And that is something I did a couple of days ago. I received a message from a customer. I had to send her something, and it was night. I was about to go to sleep, and I told her, I will send this to you tomorrow. Please let me know your email address, and tomorrow I will send this to you. And she was happy, and she was like, thank you so much for thinking on me, for helping me with this. And it's the same with all the customers that ask me, hey Sophia, I bought this from you 3 years ago, and I cannot find the file, I have problems accessing to this. What do I do? Do I ignore them and tell them, you are an old customer, I don't need to help you anymore, you bought this from me 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I don't care about you anymore? No, of course not. I always tell these customers, hey, I'm sorry you're having this issue, I will help you right away, or I will help you tomorrow. And I try to help them, because that's what a business owner should do. If you have people trusting in you, don't break that trust by ignoring your customers, even if they are old customers. And as I said before, even if they are angry, sometimes people are angry because they need answers and they feel like they are in a defensive kind of behavior. Like, they are very defensive, they want help and they want it now. And many customers are like that. But if you just ignore them, or if you treat them in a defensive kind of way too, then you will fan their sparkle into a flame, as I said before, and you will make things worse. You need to be calm, be patient, try to help customers, and in the best of cases, they will thank you and they will tell you that they will keep purchasing from you. Once I had a customer who bought something from me, and she did something wrong, and she ended up paying me more money for this thing, and she reached out to me to tell me that I did something wrong, or that something was wrong on the platform of my product, because she ended up paying double of the price. And I told her, don't worry, I'm sorry this is happening to you, I will give you back the money that you spent, like the extra money you spent. So That's how I solved it. I refunded her the money right away. I took care of her at that moment, and she was very grateful, and she even said, "Sorry, it was my mistake, and thank you so much for helping me." So she was very angry when she first approached to me, and she ended up being like very grateful and very, very nice to me. So that is something that I like. That is something that I want to get from the experience with my customers, and I think it should be what everyone wants to get with their own customers. Like, not only getting money from people, but also getting their trust and their gratitude. And achieving that means that you need to pour a little of your part to grow this relationship closer and helping your customer at the end of the day. So, this is everything for today's episode. I hope it doesn't feel like this episode was me complaining about an entrepreneur I used to follow. I wanted to take this experience and transform it into a learning experience for you and also for me as a business owner so that we can create better relationships with people. You don't need to be 24 hours responding messages from your customers or reinventing the wheel and doing things that are not in your control, but just help them in what they are having issues with. And also warning them if you decide to close a course they already purchased from you. Because if they spent money on you, especially if it was an expensive course or program, they deserve to know if you're taking something down, if you're eliminating something, or if you're taking it to a different platform. They deserve to know that. And yeah, so I hope you take my experience with a grain of salt, but also in the best way possible. So have a beautiful day ahead, and I see you on the next episode. Bye!